SU political science professor Michael Lyons. Thanks so much for joining us. KSL News Time 550. This afternoon, we have emergency traffic to tell you about. Ricky Meese to start this report.
Just solid slowdown southbound I-15 from about 6 North to the I-80-201 interchange, where we have this crash that's been blocking an HOV and a right lane of traffic. So traffic funneling through those center lanes. And then you're going to see more slower traffic as you're going between 3900 south to Sandy, but speeds aren't nearly as bad as what that spot is in the downtown Salt Lake area. Southbound I-215's west belt delays continue between I-80 and 3500 south. Michelle Rowe?
Emergency traffic I-15 southbound prior to Center Street in Provo. The right two lanes are still closed. If you're trying to make that exit, it's not blocked, but you are going to hit delays. And you'll expect to hit those delays a few miles south of University Parkway. I-15 southbound from Bluffdale down to 1500 north in Lehigh is still showing typical slowdowns, and 5600 west is heavy from California Avenue down to Highway 201. Mark?
We're back to another day where it's very slow in the South Weber Uinta area on Highway 89, traveling Harrison Boulevard down to I-84. Same deal northbound, north of SR 193, South Weber Drive up to the I-84 interchange. It is very heavy. The Davis delays worse between Farmington and Layton Hills Mall. Struggling out of downtown, sluggish and slow up to the north interchange. And in Roy, avoid 1900 west. It is shut down at 5400 south. This traffic report sponsored by Larry H. Miller Chevy Provo, your Blue Tag Bonus Tag Sale headquarters, located two blocks west of Lavelle Edwards Stadium, or visit Larry H. Miller Chevrolet Provo.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay.